So thanks for joining me here today at the OneNote session. We're going to talk a bit about the 101 level of OneNote here today. And like any good OneNote Avenger, the first thing I do while trying to take some notes is I put on my OneNote cape. So these OneNote capes are actually one of our sources of pride here. We like to think you really take flight and fly off into the atmosphere when you get your notes ready to go, to give you those superpowers to take over that meeting, conquer the big idea, and maybe just have a little bit of fun throughout your day and stop stressing about all those things you probably forgot in your meetings, right? So the first thing I'd like to do is ask the crowd here, who's ever used OneNote before? Can I get a show of hands? Okay, this will make for an interesting 101 conference event then. Maybe you guys will be telling me what to do next. And a special shout out to Mike Tolfson here on the table. Wave your hand for me, please. This is our number one super Avenger when it comes to the OneNote world. So if you want any really in-depth technical questions, bug the hell out of him. If you want to tell me how I should get all your teammates using OneNote a bit better as the lead marketer, I'm your guy for that session. So again, thanks all for joining me today and have a great rest of your Ignite conference and let's have some fun. So who am I and why am I the person telling you a bit about OneNote? Well, like I said, I'm the OneNote product marketer today and my name is Scott Shapiro. I was born and raised in New York, went to University of Michigan for college and just kept pushing west. My family's not too pleased, but I've been loving it all along. So what's the role of a product marketer? My goal is to really try to see what are the patterns between what people say they want to do at work, how they want to take notes, and what they really probably mean they want to get done. At Microsoft, we've really been trying to reinvent how we build things, and hopefully you're hearing that throughout the conference and experiencing that for yourself. We're trying to get way past this world where we say, here's the product, use it how we say to use it. That's not how the world works, right? That's not what you want to be a part of. You want to tell us how to build things. And that's what my goal as a product marketer is, hear from you, and I sit down with folks like Mike every single day to make that a reality and bring it back to you. So, in addition to OneNote, I'm also the Word product marketer and Office Lens. I've got a feeling most of you probably use some of those products every single day. And I'm born and raised, I live now in Seattle. And if you want to stay up to date, follow me afterwards. On Twitter, you can see in the bottom, ShapScott is my account. Happy to follow back and learn from you and hear from you all the time. All right, so the very first thing I'd like to walk you guys through is basically, what is OneNote? And the first thing I want you to take note of real quick today is, see that color? It's purple. It's not orange. You're not looking at a PowerPoint deck right now, like you're gonna see throughout the rest of this conference, I bet. We're gonna actually use OneNote to show you OneNote. So we're gonna combine the talking points, of course, with the actual demo experience. So the first thing I want you guys to draw attention to, although most of you have checked out OneNote before, is notice on the very top, you have that ribbon experience. It probably looks familiar. OneNote might feel a little intimidating if you're not a power user, but it's really part of that Office family, which I'm confident you guys use every day to get things done and enable you. So it's not too intimidating to begin with. You got all your basic controls and ready to roll. But the most important thing I like to remind folks is that it's actually just a digital notebook. When you were in school or anywhere else you're up to, you're probably using a binder all the time. You're using tabs, sections to break down your biology class from your English class. Well, let's think about that metaphor and now bring it into the digital space. The same way you probably have a customer focused on one thing, and then you have your HR department, or maybe those teammates you work with, all those different kind of concepts, you can break down into sections, highlighted here on top. In addition to the sections, you can take a look on the right-hand side, we have all different pages. It really should feel obvious, almost to the point where you're saying, why is he taking so much time to show me this? Well, it's because OneNote has such a blank canvas, you need some basic guardrails sometimes to get started, so I want to make sure you're comfortable and ready to roll with that. So OneNote is actually available on every single platform out there, all major platforms. And if you take a look here, these are real screenshots from the product. This isn't some type of fancy marketing demo I've set up for you. This is actual content with actual trips I've planned to go to Europe, and I put it across OneNote. And you can see it looks familiar, it looks consistent everywhere you go. So some of you might be thinking, I use a PC, my teammate uses a Mac, I use a Windows phone, he uses an Android, et cetera. Anyone can use it. There's no excuses anymore in the modern era with the cloud. That's how I like to think about things. So this idea of notebooks I mentioned to you just a moment ago, they're really all about big things. You don't want to make a notebook for every single little piece of work that you're doing. You want to feel consistent. You could have a big theme for your work, maybe for your school if you're a student still, or certain travel projects and concepts with your family. I actually had a question up here in the front saying, hey, where can I save my OneNote notebooks? That can feel a little confusing sometimes. We highly recommend you save them to your SharePoint account. or to your OneDrive account. If you're a bit of a local type of person, you want a little bit more locked down, it's okay, you can have it on your hardware. But if you put it on the cloud, and we think back to how I just said, it's actually accessible on all different devices, that means you can have it with you on all of your devices. And that's a theme you're gonna probably hear ad nauseum this entire week, I bet. Have you guys been hearing that already? Have it in the cloud, have access on your phone, your laptop. I see not, okay. Well, if you haven't heard it just yet, then I will be glad to the first one to drill that into your head. You see, when I'm saving my OneNote notebooks, I always use the cloud. Some of you saw me kind of fumbling to start, right? They handed me this laptop, they had said, you can use your own, and then for a moment I couldn't. All I have to do is sign in, and the content is all right there. And in addition to that, with my own devices, I've actually got this right on my iPhone. I was making notes on the taxi ride on the way over here from last minute stuff I wanted to add in with no problems whatsoever. So once you get yourself set up with a notebook, a lot of the time you're gonna wanna work with other people, right? Probably all part of a team, have a lot of customers and whatnot. You can actually share this notebook with whomever you want. And if you take a moment here to notice these initials up here, you see Ben Shore, this is a teammate of mine. He actually works specifically on support content. So he's really great at helping people understand how to use the product. So we work together to build this quick and easy demo for the audience here. And what will happen is if you're sharing with another person, their notes will show up with this nice little initial marker. So you can be sure of who put that content in, who's been helpful to you that week, and maybe if you're a manager or like a teammate, who's been slacking a bit, who's not quite doing their part on the team project just yet. So with that in mind, like we were saying, you can have a lot of notebooks. It kind of creates a digital bookshelf for you. Here are the actual notebooks I use all the time. Luckily, nothing's too private going on here. I don't have to be too embarrassed of my notes. And it's easy. You just can hop through any of these the same way you'd pick a book right off of the shelf. So with that in mind, from notebooks, we break down to the section metaphor. And in each section, like we were just saying, you want to break down smaller projects effectively, because sections can go on as much as you want. It's really just an endless canvas, and I'll show you a bit more of that in a hands-on way in a moment. And now, I know a lot of you folks are probably in IT, so you're saying to yourself immediately, how do I lock this down? How do I make sure nobody sees any of this information that they're not supposed to? You can password protect a section, which is great. So then only you have access, or whomever you share that content with, can actually hop in there with you. So as we go from notebooks to sections to pages, we kind of get to our final piece of the metaphor here. And what makes OneNote really cool, in my opinion, is it's really this idea of your notes your way. I'm different from each one of you, right? With OneNote, I like to think about there's filers and there's pilers. A filer is that person that meticulously uses every single little tip and trick I'm going to show you today. The sections, the tabs, the tags, they have everything perfectly organized. I'm a piler. Hard to believe because I'm the OneNote guy, but I just dump everything in here. I don't worry about where it goes, and then I can just search for it. OneNote really works the way you want, so no matter how you approach it, you can get after that content. So it's really cool. You can actually go ahead and click anywhere you want on the page and start typing a note. You're not stuck on that left-hand rail concept you often imagine. You can even go ahead and handwrite in your notes, like you see here above. And you can also do some audio recording as well.
Did you know you can also record audio notes?
Great tip by that guy. And then one of my favorite things we've recently added is you can actually also embed content straight from the web onto OneNote. For example, here is we have a YouTube video, and it can start playing immediately in line if you have a Wi-Fi connection. Unfortunately, we apparently don't have a Wi-Fi connection. But that leads me into another great point. OneNote actually works completely offline, other than the YouTube part. Don't worry about that aspect of the demo. But OneNote itself actually works completely offline. So if you're working somewhere remote, maybe you're traveling on your way to a conference just like this one today and you're planning out your content, you can go ahead and still use it and be ready to roll. Like I was saying before, I really like this idea of being I'm a bit of a piler, right? So all the time when I go into these different meetings I have, we're always writing on the whiteboards, getting ready to go, and I kind of say to myself, how am I going to bring this content into my space so I can get after it? You can actually scan things right in here with OneNote. You just take a picture right on your phone through the OneNote app or the Office Lens app if you're looking to scan it to the other parts of the office place, and it cleans up all this content. See how nice and rich this is? I'm no great photographer. I just snapped a pic and it auto crops for you, zooms it in and cleans it up. And with that idea of filer and piler, we're gonna hop down to search and come right back to Sitka and Spruce in a moment here. So with search, as a real piler, like I was saying, or even if you're a filer and you're organized, you can always find your content right there in your notebooks, no matter what way you got it in. Because like we said, you can ink, you can write it down over typing, you can bring from the web, et cetera. So we were just looking at a whiteboard a second ago. So I'm going to go ahead and just type in Sitka. And you see here two different things are popping up. First one is the whiteboard. So it actually is rendering not just a picture, but your own ink strokes, the way you wrote that down. And I've actually got some pretty bad handwriting, but it shows up decently here, which is great. And in addition to the inking one, you see another example, it'll actually find in the bottom right here, normally typed content. So no matter how you got that information in, OneNote is ready to be flexible and work with you. So one of my other favorite things to do here with OneNote is to actually integrate it with Outlook. Can I get a quick raise of hands? Do you have meetings every day? Yeah, I hear an like it couldn't be more obvious. Of course I've got meetings. Well, you probably want an easier way to save a bit of your notes, right? You want to save a little bit of time because that's really the goal with using technology. It's to speed things up to focus in on what matters. So one thing we let you do here, and I'm just going to create a new page, is add in our meeting details. So what this is doing, if, yep, Wi-Fi worked out for us, it'll actually pull up for me what's happening in my Outlook calendar that day. And right now we're at the Ignite session, and it's going to just suck in that information directly from Outlook to get me started. And you see here, it gives me the date, location, et cetera, and all these attendees. And if you put more information in, you can actually have that message pop up. So you always have context ready to go when you start your OneNote experience. So that's how I personally always like to start my meeting notes. So I'm a bit of a piler, like I was saying, with the note space. But when it comes to knowing where I am at all times, I've got to be organized, because that really helps you to keep your frame of mind going. Just works. All you got to do is hit the Home tab on top here, check out Meeting Details, and if you've got Outlook, you've got this ability ready to roll. So this is available right now on the PC. I actually just got word conveniently from my engineering partner. He sat down with the Outlook team to work on seeing can we bring it to the Mac platform. You know, like I said, I'm the marketer, so don't quite shoot me if it doesn't show up just yet, IT roadmap folks, but I'm working hard to bring that to you today. So that's a lot of the basics of sort of how you get started with OneNote. So I want to switch over to explain to you, like, how do you kind of create guardrails? How might you want to set it up for yourself? And we've only got about 20 minutes here in total, so I'm trying to really balance that speed with that good information. So if I'm talking too fast, a bit of too much of a New Yorker right now, just shout at me again and I will slow on down to my West Coast pace. All right, so what we've realized in the OneNote space is that basically, because you can do anything, sometimes you feel like I can't do anything. You don't know how to get started. So what we're really recommending, and we've learned this through tons of research and experiences with real hands-on people, like we said, these basic guardrails will get you ready to roll. And don't worry about using OneNote to take notes right now. You're going to have to download this whole new templated experience 100% for free, and I'll give you the website at the end. So how do we recommend setting up a notebook for extra fun? The first thing we like to do is say, create a collaboration space. In that collaboration space, that's where you and all of your team can work together. Because like we were saying with those initials, as many people as you would like can be working together in real time in OneNote. So you can have someone working on the content anywhere in the world the same time as you. For example, when I go to conferences, I set up my notebook and I share it out with my teammates who can't be there, and they see me making those notes in real time. They can even ask me a question so I can pop it out and tell the folks at the conference, I need to learn this information. So after the collaboration space, which I'll show you in a moment in more depth, we talk a lot about team resources. It's sort of like your content library. Think of it as more of a view-only experience. You want to put in those key pieces of information. You know, what's the budget right now? What are the HR handbooks? How do you really get onboarded into a new team? Or maybe work and get that historical knowledge for a customer you're helping out every single day. The next portion we think about is the individual notebooks. So if you set up your OneNote as a whole team environment, you might want a private space where you can do a bit of your own work, right? So then you can have your own space. Like I have Scott's notebook sort of built into my bigger office marketing team notebook, so I can stay on task with what I need to get done. And then the final part that we recommend is a customer-centric notebook. With all that information you have available to you, you want to have institutional knowledge always being built up, have everybody accessible at the exact same time. So we really break it down into these simple spaces. So let's go into the collaboration space and kind of see what that looks like. So when you download this notebook, it'll have all these tips and tricks for you ready to roll so you can feel confident to get started and maybe share out with the rest of your team how you'd like to use it. So, like we said a moment ago, meeting notes are so prevalent, right? Because we have so many meetings. I don't remember almost anything that happens in those meetings in intense depth. I hear the big themes. But when I take meeting notes with OneNote, I feel confident to get out there day after day and really be able to follow up with these notes. So we recommend a meeting notes section, and you can easily pull in those meeting details like we just mentioned for a recurring experience week after week. And because it's in the collaborative space, anyone can share with you and use it if they don't attend. And those audio notes you mentioned before, you can also do video notes. So it really creates an immersive experience even if you weren't able to attend that day or you had to be remote for some reason. So within that collaborative space, I like to put in different types of project information. And you can see here in OneNote, it really is any way you want. Like for example, we're pulling in for you. In this case, I've dropped in key information of how our features are performing, how's the product developing, and you're able to really work on that map. And then with my pen, I can easily go ahead and highlight it and say follow up. It's a very natural experience. You can really do things the way you want to. And if you're a Surface user or any other type of tablet user, it makes a much more easy transition from that physical pen and paper that so many of us still love today to the power of digital without really losing that natural feeling and ready to go. So right now it doesn't anchor as perfectly as we'd like, but that's actually one of the things we're working on at this very minute with the engineering team to fix up. So the question in the front was asking, if you were to ink on top of this graph, for example, how perfectly does it render and stay together? As you move from device to device, it's pretty good, but pretty good's not what we strive for. We strive to be great so you guys can keep being great. So we're working on that now to make it an even more impressive experience. And a OneNote page is really cool because you can bring together all different types of information. So here you've got an example of like a sample retreat, but you can imagine the same type of checklist experience for a big work project you have. So I'm gonna just zoom in down here and show you, for example, on this work retreat, you can set up all these different tags so you can see what you still have left to accomplish. You can imagine the same way I'm gonna check off, collect the air mattress, you could collect off, attend the OneNote session and have a little fun. You can really break that down for yourself. And you see as I'm zooming around here, OneNote makes it really easy to focus in on the different portions of that note that you really care about in that moment. And because it's your own private notebook, even while sharing, you can view it any way you want to be ready to roll. So going back out of the collaboration space, we hop over to team resources a little bit here. In the general resources section, I like to put into my team goals. For example, I save everything I do to SharePoint now into OneDrive. I know it sounds like a plug, but it's actually because it makes my life easier. So I like to be honest while also plugging things, right? It's a little bit of like a non-paid endorsement, I suppose. So I actually go ahead and I drop in all the different key resources of things that I need here. So my team actually runs all the Office demos for Microsoft right now, a lot of the stuff you'll see today. And I had to, at the last minute, pull in some more content. So what did I do? I hopped right into my team resources section, and I was able to find that information. When I didn't have a person I can actually talk to right away, I knew, kind of like a wiki, all the content I would need is right here. The next thing that I find beneficial, and you'll see kind of a recurring theme here, is I'm hopping into different sections, but it's all in the same notebook. So as long as you have access to the notebook, you can find the content that you need to set it up in the way that you want. So what I like to do by customer is I'd imagine meeting notes for them as well. As I'm having those key conversations, sometimes you have handoffs, people get new jobs, maybe even a new client comes in, and you want to reference other information, you can always just have this recurring content available for you. And the final area that I find really important is your personal information. Because as you attend these different meetings and whatnot, you're gonna have your own points of view, your own specific follow-ups to keep yourself in line. Personally, my team is super transparent. I know some are, some aren't, but I like my manager to see what I'm up to each day so I can get help from her. And because I can collaborate in real time, I can actually go ahead and, on the same note here, hop in and put down just a little to-do tag and even say, you know, need help. And then my manager can go ahead and find all the different tags. And it actually pops in on the right-hand side here, and it shows you by summary the different types of tags. So when I put in that need help type of tag, my manager can go ahead and search by that content. Whatever we agree upon is how she'll find my information, and then she can give me that follow-up, that coverage you might need, or that institutional knowledge with another customer. So effectively, the way you really want to use OneNote, in my opinion, is as a collaborative experience. You really get the chance to work together to develop your ideas. A lot of the Office suite and a lot of technology products you use out there today, we're really helping you to have a polished experience all the time. you write that great essay, that proposal, you tell a great story with PowerPoint or Sway. You're usually creating in an edit mode and you present out in a polished mode. Well, I really like to think with OneNote, we're the unpolished space. We're that window into your brain. And the way we think about it is this notion of, it's where your ideas take shape. So I've walked you through today a big 101 level of OneNote. We're actually already out of time, which just blows my mind personally, and I wish I could keep going for another hour or two. But I really encourage everybody to take a moment to hop in and go to these key resources here. So if you like that idea of a guardrailed experience, a basic set of templates, because I know there are a lot of folks out there who they say, I love OneNote, I'm obsessed, but my teammate won't use it, and I don't have time to train them. Well, these little guardrails can help them get going, and you could still be that source of knowledge, but now they have a few tips and tricks right in there. So go ahead if you would like to, and it's aka.ms/worknotes. It's a nice and simple URL. And if you want OneNote available for free on any of your devices, just go to OneNote.com or search for OneNote right in your app store. We're available on iOS, Google Play Store, and we are pre-installed on all Windows devices as well. And finally, if anyone happens to be an Evernote user that's considering making a move over to OneNote, we have a completely free importer tool that'll help bring all your information over and, again, walk you through some of the comparison points if you were an Evernote user to how you may enjoy using OneNote. I think we're probably just about at time, but I don't see my next presenter. So if anybody wants to also ask some questions as folks kind of pile in and out, I'm happy to hang around and talk to everybody. Thank you so much. I'm sorry this felt like a rush, but I'm really honored you came here today. Remember to take flight through the rest of the conference and enjoy Ignite. Thanks, everybody.